Oh, a little flow rider on Wednesday. I like it. Welcome back. Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. We will speak to Joe Rexroad, columnist from the Tennessean, coming up in about 15 minutes. But right now, every day, you guys know the drill. We stick to sports.
Let's see how smart the guys really are. No funny business. Stick to sports. Now, on Morning Drive.
Yes, let's run through these as we wrap up the 8 o'clock hour. I am going to kick things off. Yes,
basically,
run
Chase
through.
Just said no analysis.
Yeah, basically. looking at all three of you. All right, here we go. So Kermit Davis reportedly will head to Ole Miss. Jeff Goodman from ESPN putting that out. We had some reports of that on Monday as well, but it looks like it will become official with an announcement later in the week. So now the Blue Raiders have to figure out what's next. Do you guys have some options for the next head coach at Middle Tennessee?
Yeah, I've got two names. I got two words for you. Rick Pitino.
Don't go that route. Don't go that route.
Nick,
I don't
you were
know.
Disqualified for the rest of Stick to Sports.
Just mute me.
Chase, are you asking us like who was good at like Lehigh this year? Like, because that's who MTSU would be targeting. So,
to me, whoever they get, Kermit has left this program in a good position.
Lehigh's coached by Brett Reed, by the way.
Yeah, they are. You know, people know them nationally. They've got some good recruits that are coming in next year if they don't leave because Kermit's leaving. But I think he's left his program in good hands. So whoever they choose to hire, they should do good next year.
What about Steve Forbes, who's at ETSU?
You know, Forbes is now there's I believe his was he mentioned in the investigation? I would need to double check on that. I don't want to speak out of turn on that. But he's done an excellent job with that program. There's no question. But the problem with a job like MTSU is that you're not, you know, the rising stars in the coaching industry are the Dan Hurleys at Rhode Island and, you know, those types of guys. And those types of guys are looking to go where Kermit's going, which is to Power 5 jobs. So
would somebody like Dana Ford take a job like that? And I know Dana's his name hasn't been out there, but I'm just saying somebody like that that is at a TSU.
That's an interesting that I think you're right on sort of the range of where you need to target. If you're MTSU, look at a job like Dana Ford and TSU and where he's done that. And I think that's the category of guy that you're looking at. And you just got to do your diligence and find the right guy. Like, you're not going to get Randy Bennett from St. Mary's. Like, he's got a better job at St. Mary's. I mean, Mark Schmidt at St. Bonaventure, he's got a better job at St. Bonaventure. So it's, you know, Eric Musselman is a great name that's rising up the list right now at Nevada. He's going to get a job at, like, at a Pac-12 school. Like, you're targeting the lower level, so it's much harder to pinpoint those guys.
Number two.
I'm like a fine wine. I get better with age. That is LeBron James last night. And sounds like something that D-Mace would say. After he got his 14th triple-double of the season, which is a new career high. Do you guys agree with his statement there?
Think about that. He's in his, what is he, in his 15th year?
He's 33.
And he's played like four four seasons worth of playoff games.
And he's put up his most triple-doubles in his career in this his 15th season. He is. He's like a great Cabernet from 2006. You just got to pop it, and it tastes delicious.
I still think physically he's not as good as he was like 4 or 5 years ago because it's just hard to be at your peak. Mm-hmm. But I think he gets the game better. He understands the game better. And I think the triple-double thing is strictly because of Russell Westbrook last year.
Do we have like 2 hours on this question, because I can go on and on, man.
No,
it's LeGoat, okay? This guy arguably is the best player to ever lace up some shoes. If you want to take out Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, he's the best player. He's better than Michael Jordan.
What?
Better than Michael Jordan.
You're crazy.
So it's
save
all
that
about
hot take
LeGoat.
For July.
6-0.
All about LeGoat.
6-0.
How many times did he miss going to the championship game? A lot of times.
No, that's only because the NBA kicked him out of the league for 2 years for gambling.
Nah, they ain't kick him out.
Nope. Conspiracy theory.
That's he forgot about the years he got beat by the Pistons over and over again.
That wasn't even basketball. That was like
he was 12 years old when that happened.
That was street ball.
Stick to sports. Number three.
Number three on the list. I know we're going to touch on this a lot tomorrow, but with your brackets filled out, which team do you think has the best chance at causing an upset? Just give me one.
I will go West Virginia.
I was going to say, are you talking sort
first
of
round
which
just
seed
period?
Can make it to the Final Four and really cause havoc, or which double-digit seed gets to the Sweet 16? Those are two different sorts.
I'm just
of
saying
havoc.
Which team can cause a major upset. Like, it can be one game. It doesn't have to be getting to the Sweet 16 or the Final Four. Just what's going to be upset city?
I think if Bucknell beats Michigan State, I think that would be a huge upset.
Well, sure.
And I think
you
that
would be upset.
If every single one seed lost, that would be a huge upset, but it ain't going to happen. Just like Michigan State ain't going to lose to the Bison of Bucknell. I like New Mexico State a lot. They got a big guy down low that can rebound. They got size for a small school, and they're playing Clemson team. It's a 5 seed without one of their best players in Dante Grantham. So give me New Mexico State. I like Loyola Chicago a lot. I think that's a really good basketball team, a Missouri Valley champion as an 11 seed.
Charleston will beat Auburn.
That's a really good pick as well. I'm in on that. And then San Diego State – or not San Diego State, South Dakota State has a first-round lottery pick, has a first-round potential lottery pick in the Mon kid. I think they knock off Ohio State as well. So those are my first-round upsets.
I'll give you one upset. The team that has defeated Middle Tennessee State twice, give me Marshall.
I like that as well.
Over Wichita State.
That's a good one.
Number four.
So with the Preds win last night, they're at 100 points. They have a share of the lead of the NHL with the Tampa Bay Lightning, which means they're in contention for the President's Trophy. I know you guys have had some thoughts on that. A lot of fans have had thoughts on the President's Trophy. Have you guys changed your mind at all on the President's Trophy and the Preds?
No, not really. But if history continues to go the way it has in the trend, I don't want them to win the President's Trophy, because the last team to win the President's Trophy and make it to the Stanley Cup was the Blackhawks, and that was 2011, 12, 13, somewhere around there. But before then, I mean, I don't want them to win it. Get second place and go all the way.
Three President's Trophy winners in the last 20 years have made it to the Stanley Cup final, and won it, I believe. Two of them won it. One of them lost it. I don't want it. I want the one seed throughout the Western Conference. I want to win the Central Division, hang a banner, and get home ice throughout the entire Western Conference. But I want Tampa with the President's Trophy.
I want a bite of what do you got there? Look at that. Look at that bite.
Goodness.
That's like three bites right there. Good Lord. All right, sticking to sports, there's only two things I care about: a Stanley Cup trophy and a Vezina for Pekka. Presidents, nope, I don't care. Give me the Vezina and give me Lord Stanley's Cup.
Goat cheese.
I want them all, but moving on.
You want number all, five.
All greatest food?
Yes. Speaking of food and speaking of what you guys are eating, because I've been listening to it during breaks and been talking about it, I know you have some biscuits there from Kitchen Notes. What do you like to put on your biscuit?
Honey.
Honey. Yeah,
so
honey,
so the biscuits. Options are go sweet, right? Like like jam, jelly, honey, something in that range. Mm. Sausage gravy all day is probably the best thing on the planet. However, you will die of a heart attack at a very young age.
Yeah.
Give me egg, bacon, and cheese on my biscuit.
Give me some honey.
I try to keep it healthy, so I'll go with what they're serving out there in the kitchen right now. How about the cilantro lime biscuit?
Well, that's not telling – you didn't answer the question. What goes on the biscuit?
What's cilantro and lime.
No, that's baked into the biscuit.
All right, on it, in it. Yeah, you see, you're getting too analytical here.
No, he asked you –
yes,
would,
you
so,
are.
So you would put a slice of lime
and a
piece of cilantro on your biscuit?
I gave you my answer. If that's not good enough for you, then I don't know what to tell you.
I want to clarify. Your answer for what you put on a biscuit –
hey, Chase.
Is lime juice
stick to
and
sports,
a piece
okay?
of cilantro. That's really honestly what you would put on a biscuit.
Stick to sports.
I just want to know. I think you're making it up.
Oh, my goodness. Just give me some honey all day every
we
day.
We call BS.
Give me some honey all day every day with a little cilantro and a little lime.
I get no respect
it's
on this
not,
show.
You didn't answer the question.
I gave you my thoughts.
If he want lime and cilantro on his biscuit – well, bye.
That's
have
true.
At it.
No, it's America. It's America, by God.
Damn right.
Good morning, Steve.
You can have
Steve likes
you
cilantro.
Tissue on your.
I am
biscuit.
Cilantro, Steve.
Tissue on your biscuit. What does that mean?
Hey, put a slab piece of tissue on your biscuit and eat it.
My dog
if that's what
would
you
do
want.
That.
So be it. Have at it.
Love
Steve.
A good dry rub. There you go.
Yeah, give me a biscuit with dry rub. I'm good to go.
Now we're talking.
Right?
I think that makes sense.
Joe Rexroad's going to come up when we come back.
Was that all of our questions?
Yes.
Oh, I need to decompress.
Oh, man. Y'all sick, man.
Morning Drive. Kitchen Notes. We're back after this.